It started off as a blowout, but became a very entertaining and competitive game at the end as the Milwaukee Bucks take the 1-0 series lead over our Chicago Bulls, beating the Chicago Bulls 91-86. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, here on the Sports Cube. You know I couldn't let the boys do it all by themselves. I am here on location on my vacation, but I couldn't miss a playoff appearance by the Chicago Bulls after 5 long years. And it was a game we all thought was going to get out of hand very early. We're talking about a 16-point lead at points early on in that first half for the Milwaukee Bucks. A game where DeMar DeRozan did not shoot well. A game where Zach LaVine didn't shoot well. A game where neither team shot well. The Bulls stayed in it. It was an ugly game, but unfortunately they could not get the W, cannot steal home court. And at this point, it's going to be a lot of what ifs at this moment, right? It was an entertaining game. And while it was entertaining, I take it as a very frustrating game as well. And here on the Sports Cubicle, we appreciate you making us a part of your evening. We'll be covering the entire series, the entire NBA playoffs. But make sure you're following us on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. It's the one, it's the only, it's Devin Tingle, Dan Marver, Paul Shivari, and of course myself, Mike Mercado. The Bulls falling to the Milwaukee Bucks, 93-86. The series now 1-0 Milwaukee's way. Let's go through some of these numbers really fast. 32% shot field goal percentage for the Chicago Bulls, 18% from three-point for the Milwaukee Bucks at 40.5, and 26.3 at three-point range. This was a game that, when we talk about frustrating, I think what we're going to take from it is not just the size difference. I think for me, what I took from this game the most is the experience the Milwaukee Bucks have over the Chicago Bulls. Those moments where it was getting really dicey with the refs calling ticky-tack fouls, or when there were loose balls, or if you were out there and the game was going one way in a momentum shift. You know, Billy Donovan not reviewing or challenging that foul on Zach. It's moments like that in the playoffs that are going to determine your type of run. And for this Bulls team, this was the kind of game they needed to steal. It was a game where nobody was dominating. Nobody was making it look pretty. It was a game where you were down early and you couldn't just get over the hump. Even when this team took a lead late, after all that, they just couldn't put Milwaukee away. And that's going to be the challenge for this Bulls team the entire run in this series, however long it is. This could be a competitive sweep. This could be a competitive 4-1 series. This was a game you needed to win. And we were speaking on going into this series, right? Expectations, having perspective. But since you're here and you're showing us this, you can't be letting some of these plays happen where you're just not communicating or paying attention or playing lazy ball. And that happened a lot in this game, in game one of this series. I want to take a look really fast. First of all, Nikola Vucevic, awesome performance, 24 points, 39 minutes, 17 rebounds, 3 assists. A struggle for DeMar at 18 points, Zach with 18 points. When you're watching this Bulls team, this is what you needed. There were so many moments where you were speaking, if we were talking to one another at the bar, or just reviewing any of these Bulls games, how it just seems Vucevic disappeared. But in this case, he really kept them in it. And you couldn't take advantage of that game. It doesn't get any easier for the Bulls team moving forward in this series. There are things to be positive about. But Milwaukee will shoot better. Milwaukee will hit those three-pointers. Giannis will go off. Like he did. You saw in this one, 5 fouls, being conservative, and still putting up. Let's take a look really fast at what we got from Giannis. 27 points, 16 rebounds. He had a double-double early in the game. You know, you think about that 16-point lead that you give up early, that you're down by, that you're struggling to get over. What does that cost you when you're in the final 4 minutes of a game? That's when this changed. That's when this turned, was the final 4 minutes of that game. Brook Lopez. Championship medal, right? goes out there and makes big play after big play, even though he had done really nothing throughout most of that game. Same thing with Jrue Holiday. Championship-level team that's been there before. The Bulls haven't. They have a lot of guys who have on different teams with different roles. Alex Caruso is a starting point guard right now on this team. Zach LaVine's first playoff game ever. We look like it. And he's somebody who's suffering from a knee injury. Going to have to get that scope. How long until his body just can't keep going? Same thing with Alex Caruso. DeMar has slowed down. This was a game you needed to steal. I was entertained. I think you as Bulls fans, we were so worried on this Easter Passover weekend of how this could have been a blowout. And it was to start early. By the way, happy holidays to each and every one of you. And thank you for listening to us here on the Sports Cubicle with Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. We were worried that this was going to be a blowout. And it was early. But it was an entertaining game. It's a game they could have had. It's a game they needed to win. Look, we've seen it throughout this entire playoffs that you just need to be in, even just the first 2 days. You just need to be in a game. You just need to stay competitive in the game. And you give yourself an opportunity to win it, even if you're not the better team. You look at that Boston-New York game. Just hang around. You're Brooklyn, you just hang around and give your team, your star players, that chance. That's what the Bulls need to do. It's up to the star players. It's up to DeMar. It's up to Zach LaVine to step up and take advantage of that moment. You need lucky breaks to win an NBA championship. You need lucky breaks to win a game. You need lucky breaks to win a series. And the Bulls had some of them. A lot of things didn't go their way either. But they were in this boxing match, and they just couldn't hit the haymaker. Milwaukee was trying a lot. They couldn't. But at the end, they took advantage of their size. They took advantage of their experience. And guys who have won NBA titles before hit big shots. Your guys didn't. DeMar didn't recognize a lot of moments where it wasn't his turn, where he wasn't being effective on offense. And that cost the Bulls. That cost the Bulls a playoff game. Again, shout out to this Bulls team for staying in it, even when everything was against them. Shout out to this Bulls team for not giving up. It's a frustrating loss. There's a lot of good out of it. But you're in the NBA playoffs. You're playing against the NBA defending champions. You got to be critical about this team. As much fun as we're having with them, as much as we've enjoyed them, as much as we respect them, this was a game the Bulls could have won. This is a game the Bulls should have won while we were watching it. And in those final 4 minutes, we saw the difference between this team. And we can enjoy the moments, and we can watch for game two on Wednesday. The fact is, we know what the difference is. That team not only has players that have won championships, right? Some guys in that team have been to multiple championships, conference championships. They have Giannis, and that's the X factor of this entire thing. And we'll see, how long are you going to have a game like that? Chris Middleton is a pest. He's not going to go away. And you saw what happened with that rest of that team. It's going to be a hard series for the Bulls, and I think it only gets tougher for this team. But I want to know your thoughts. An entertaining game, a frustrating game, but the Chicago Bulls fall to the Milwaukee Bucks, 93-86. The Milwaukee Bucks take a 1-0 lead in the series. And we'll take a quick look around the NBA because the playoffs have started and they've been pretty interesting. We've seen some fun matchups, I think, that have already been not just playing, but what we've seen in the brackets. And I'm interested to see how this all plays out. I mean, that Jazz-Mavericks series looks fascinating. The Jazz beat the Mavericks, taking a 1-0 lead. The Timberwolves beat the Grizzlies, taking a 1-0 lead in that series. Ja Morant's a star. Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards. I mean, just wait. And that he's going to have his coming out party. You have the 76ers over the Raptors, taking a 1-0 lead. Again, the 76ers have that X factor in Joel Embiid. you may want to talk about Harden or anybody else. It comes down to that man, that MVP candidate, and just how special and much of a unicorn he is. The Hawks and the Heat, the Miami Heat, have a 1-0 lead over in that series, a blowout in that series. And then the Celtics, who beat the Nets, and Jason Tatum, my future MVP, they have a 1-0 lead in that series as well. Golden State Warriors with a 1-0 lead series over the Denver Nuggets. We're going to keep our eyes on that entire series. We're going to keep our eyes on everything the NBA, but more specifically the Chicago Bulls and this tough series they have with the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. But I think my final thoughts here on vacation, beautiful countryside of the great state of Illinois, few hours out of Chicago. Shout out to my wife, Nicole Montemercado, for letting me be able to watch a little bit of NBA playoff basketball, be able to talk to the amazing audience here on the Sports Cubicle with your one and the only Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, Dan Marver, and myself, Mike Mercado. While we are going to be critical, while we're going to be watching this Bulls team, it's going to be frustrating points. I think the Bulls on Wednesday have a really good chance of getting blown out. I think they have a great chance of having a really good showing the first game at the United Center. But you have, if you want to make this series competitive, if you want to be taken serious, you have to steal the game on Wednesday. You have to take one game from Milwaukee, in Milwaukee. But we'll be covering all of it like a blanket. Let us know your thoughts of game one of the NBA playoffs between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls fall to the Milwaukee Bucks 93-86. The Bucks take a 1-0 lead in the series. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the NBA playoffs. We'll be covering the Chicago Bulls Game 2 and Game 3 here on the Sports Cubicle. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shivari. It's Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado.